This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on Monday night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although state Republican officials say that did not occur. Polls show the two Democrats with slight edges in the Senate race, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes on Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Washington police say they arrested the leader of a right-wing nationalist group, the Proud Boys, which is expected to take part in pro-Trump protests this week. The leader, Henry Enrique Tarrio, was charged with destruction of property in an African-American church during an earlier protest in Washington and possession of two high-capacity firearm magazines at the time of his arrest on Monday. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions come as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is